I'm Pabana Mzonu, working for Plan in Togo. I'm pleased to share an experience on project management with you. The title of the presentation is IMC Saves Life of Children in Rural Community Through Capacity Building and Partnership. Plan International is a child-centered community development organization founded more than 70 years and working with more than 3.5 million families across 50 countries each year. In Togo, Plan is working since 1988 and In five districts, Plan Health programs aims to improve a better health life of children from 0 to 18 years old through capacity building, development, and partnership. The objective of my presentation is to share with you our experience around the implementation of an integrated management childhood illness project at community level. In Togo, child mortality is 123 per 1,000 births. I'm saying that child mortality rate is 123 per 1,000 births. And in Togo, we have 26 children with low heads. And we have 38.4 children living under mosquito nets. And Ismono, who is in red in the map there, is the district where we have implemented our project, have 86,000 people living there. And leading for causes of death for children health, we have malaria, we have diarrhea, and we have pneumonia. And we can notice that in Togo, children under 5 are the most exposed and vulnerable. Then we have also health centers who are lack less use because of poverty, because of lack of quality care in health centers. Finally, there is a lack of community behavior in the 17 good practice recommended for best children health. So we have elaborated and implemented a 3-year project from 2008 to 2010. And this project was focused on community-based integrated management of childhood illness. These projects aim to reinforce community capacities in the taking care of children under 5 at community level. And we target for this project children under 5, pregnant women, and community health workers. What is the project's objective? The project's goal is to contribute to the reduction of mortality of children under 5 in Togo through integrated management community illness at community level. And the project's objective is to reinforce families' capacity to use best health. What is that? The project's objective is to reinforce families' capacity to use best health practice in favor of children under 5 and involve them in the management of health services in the district of East Mono. What were the activities of the projects? We have done training for community health workers, training for health professionals, and trainings for health center management team members. We have also given equipment to community health workers, such as bicycle, first aid kits, and IEC materials. We have done sensitization at community level through community health workers, and they have done it by meeting and by home visits. What have us had as results? As a result, 310 community health workers were trained, 40 health professionals were trained also, and 6 members of a local NGO and 17 health committee members were trained. And we have developed IEC materials for community health workers. We have also cultivated a partnership between health providers and community members to work together in health promotion. And we have done sensitization of communities through local radios. About the health practice in good behaviors, there is increasement, and we can see that breastfeeding infants exclusively for at least 6 months has increased from 20 to 80%. And we can see also that household where the bedness is available has been increased from 18 to 88%. We can see also that community continue feeding children when they are ill has increased from 20 to 30%. Conclusion and recommendation. For the implementation of this project, we can say that the key success of the project was the cost effectiveness. We have used 2.3 $2.3 per year per person to implement this project. And we can say also that it is important to involve community at all steps of health problem resolution if we want it to be sustainable. Finally, we can say that a strong partnership between health providers and support of community organizations are necessary if we want our action at community level to be successful. Ladies and gentlemen, what will be the next step of our project? The result of the project final evaluation and the capitalization of the project implementation activity has allowed us to design a scalable plan utilizing the best practices for children health and reaching community in other health districts in the country. Thank you for your attention.